Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar Smith, his wife Marcia, and their family and friends. And I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Today, folks, we have a great show, a great guest. You don't want to go anywhere. It's all about true friendship, the greatest gift one can give to another human being. Chap Oscar Smith will talk about the importance of having true friends in your life. You may want to reflect on the friends you have and see how many of them care about you, support you, and are really there for you. What better person to talk about true friendship than one who has proven over and over and over again what a true friend he is to people, including myself. Chap Oscar, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce, and you just mean so much to me, and I just want to let you know right on top, it's an honor to call you a true friend, and I just appreciate you so much. You make deposits in my life, rich deposits in my life. You're an encourager, tremendous mentor, and a tremendous part of my life, and I want to thank you.
And I say ditto for me, too. You're very, very special. Such that if a few days go by and we're not talking, I miss it. It's like missing your favorite vitamin. Vitamin O, as my sister aptly called Oscar. She has to have her vitamin O. And he just connects with people so easily. So when we have guests, it's not just someone who's knowledgeable about a topic that helps us in deciding who should discuss that topic. It's someone who clearly walks the talk. Oscar walks the talk. He's always proven to be a friend. Oscar, welcome to the show. I'm always happy to have you in my life. The support you give is immeasurable. What would you like to share about true friendship?
Well, recognition of a true friendship, and that's why, Joyce, I believe today is an important show, because you hear the term bestie and my best friend, BFO, you know, you hear all of these things about friendships, but we find friendships today in this world that we live in, Joyce, we live in a kind of a temporal kind of world. And for me, and I would believe you would resonate with this, you know, friendship involves recognition or familiarity. And we have such camaraderie because we are familiar with each other. We've been friends for years now. So it's almost like telepathy in the sense that best friends have this uncanny ability, Joyce, to read your mind sometimes. Sometimes you'll say something and I'm already finishing that thought. And it's the same thing with you and myself. And when you really look at the building blocks of a significant friendship, you have to look at trust, and you have to look at accountability. And there's just no way I wasn't going to be in the studio this morning with you.
No matter what.
No matter what. I mean, that's just how accountability and trust, and that's how important friendships are. Friendships make a difference. You can be acquaintances with people, but the true essential to me of a friendship is that smart trust factor.
Yeah, trustworthy is really very, very important. You want to know that that you can trust them with your secrets, with your world. I want to add honesty and loyalty. Loyalty, again, being very, very important, that they're dependable, non-judgmental, good listeners, supportive, positive people, inspiring people. Oscar, you have all those things. What advice do you want to give people so they can up the ante on their relationships?
Well, the best advice that I'd like to share, Joyce, because I don't want our listeners to be over-dependent on the familiar aspects of friendship. I believe when we look at, you know, with me coming from the spiritual community, I always like to have a scriptural base as to where I'm coming from. This way you can actually get an appropriate picture. And if we look at Genesis 18 and verses 17 through 33, we will find a true friendship story that's based on, God sharing his intentions with Abraham. Now, Abraham was a very significant person that actually shared his thoughts with God, and they became friends. And so I think, without being religious, without being spiritual, I think that's a good, honest place to work from, and everyone, whether they agree or disagree, whatever, but I believe that's a good starting point to look at a situation where God and Abraham was able to learn, respect, and trust each other.
It took a great deal of trust, you know, for sure. That's a great example right out of the Bible. And it's also, you know, about surrender and faith and all those things, but having someone that you know has your back no matter what.
Yeah, because, you know, real friendship, Joyce, actually looks at the heart, and we both have tested our friendship over the years. Of course, you know, we all have some mutual friends that's been tested as well. But humor, we can, you know, sometimes I could be with the great mutual friend of ours, Ted Siuba, and then, of course, you got Beverly Madeline. You know, we got a host of people that we surround ourselves around, you being a part of the Joyce Varian Friends. But there are certain things that Ted can say, and it'll have me rolling on the floor because we actually share a humor, and in many instances, you don't even get to the punchline, and it's funny already. And so there's honesty involved. There's also, Joyce, another aspect that we're going to go into today, and that's empathy.
Yeah, empathy is very paramount as well. You know, by putting yourself in someone else's shoes and really understanding where they're coming from.
Yeah, you know, and there are things, Joyce, that I can say to my real best friends and immediately, and likewise, they could say things to me and say, well, Chap Oscar or Oscar, and immediately I can get a sense of what they're going through. I get people that call me in the middle of the night and say, well, I'm having this situation, or so-and-so has been rushed to the hospital, or this one's not feeling well, or my child this. And immediately I can feel what they're going through because they have been there for me before. And so there's a certain level of empathy that goes into the qualities of ascertaining whether a friend is a true friend or not.
Yeah, and along with that is being a very good listener. For them to empathize, first they got to really hear you. They got to really know where you're coming from. And honesty is another one I put very high up on that list, because I don't want the kind of friends that say yes, yes, yes. I want the kind of friends that will be there to tell you the truth, even though it may be something you don't want to hear.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's very important. And then for me, Joyce, one of my, I guess you could call it, requirements or desires is that friend needs to be steadfast. It needs to be someone, and we always have fun with this, Joyce, being accessible. I mean, accessibility is important. I mean, when I call you, you respond. When you call me, you know, my goal is to get right back to you if I'm busy. But I know you have my back, and you already know I have your back no matter what the situation is. We need friends who are going to be there for us.
We need friends that are going to be there for us, and that's the main thing I would say is, how do you know when a friend is really your friend? How do you know that? And it really doesn't show up until you need something, that you need to count on them for something. Are they there then? When you don't need anything, when you don't want anything, when it's none of those things, that is just casual conversation and casual get-togethers, but it's when you really need something, that's when you know who your friends are, in my humble opinion.
Well, that's very important, Joyce. And James Taylor, I don't know whether you live long enough to remember the great James Taylor. He's still around. And Carole King. Do you remember them?
Carole King, wasn't she a songwriter?
Yes. She's still living. Dave Taylor.
Right. I'm not familiar. I know the name. And who was the other one?
James Taylor.
Yeah, he was a singer. I know the names. I'm really not that familiar with their work.
Okay, well, they're great songwriters, and, you know, of course, you know I don't sing, but I believe our listeners this morning will resonate with, you just call out my name, and you know wherever I am.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I'll come running to see you again when this spring or fall. All you have to do is call, and I'll be there. Yes, I will. You've got a friend. And really, that's where we're at this morning. I mean, many times, particularly with people identifying besties and, you know, all the other things, steadfastness, encouragement, like you mentioned, honesty, trust, empathy, generosity, telepathy. When you really look at a genuine friend, you only have to call that person, and once your name is called out and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again.
Well, I found out something that I have to agree with you right away that you can't do. I haven't found much you can't do, Oscar, but you're right, you can't sing. I have to agree with you on that. But when you recited those words, of course we all know those songs. I just didn't know, you know, who was the ones who wrote those particular songs. As I said, I'm not familiar with their work, but as you recite them, I certainly do know that work.
Well, I offered that as a caveat, I knowing full well it was the lyrical content that I was after. But, you know, Joyce, the packaging of these lyrics, there are, oh, my God, there are people that can sing the crap out of that song, but it's a heartfelt lyric, and that's a standard for me, because when you get through all of the packaging, it boils down to friendship for friendship's sake, and true friendships are challenging and they are exciting. And, you know, I've lived long enough to actually look at the different levels of friendship. There are certain friends, Joyce, that there's a lot of stuff you can't discuss with them because they'll take what you say and they'll move around. Next thing you know, another friend's talking about it. There are a lot of empty relationships today, and I guess social media lends itself to becoming besties and good friends overnight on these social media portals. But really, when it boils down to it, genuine friendships, it takes a while to establish that, Joyce.
Yes, it does take a while. You know, and the one sad thing about that is it could take a while. You could think you really know someone, and then all of a sudden they turn out not to be a friend, and you didn't find out. I know I had a case where it only happened to me twice, but one, it took me 5 years of trusting someone, believing in someone. It took me 5 long years to know that they were not honest, they were not a good person, that this person was not a good person. So sometimes it's beyond years. You just never know when it shows up. And another one that had deceived me, it's everything that you see in these stories about powerful women and being conned by a powerful man, good looking, all the right attributes, always the right things to say, but only interested in using you. And it takes a while to know that because sometimes your vision gets clouded by your heart.
Yeah, you know, that's part of what I write on that, and that's the foundation of Music City Mingle. You know, of course, right now we are growing into a new hosting situation, but the whole foundation of mingling is to establish a relationship based on a solid foundation and not on dating. And so that's the whole concept behind Music City Mingle. We won't go into that today, but, you know.
No,
there
Oscar,
are,
as long as you mentioned it, just tell people what it is. When it's ready to be fully launched, I know we'll have the breaking news. But since you mentioned it, so just reference it so people will know what they have to look forward to when you're ready to launch it.
Well, it's been, you know, the interesting thing about Music City Mingle, we're right at 1 million members, and the site, thank God for Google and Facebook and social media, even before an official launch, I am proud to say, Joyce, we're one of a very few, very, very few sites that have been blessed by social media. We don't use graphics, and we're not a dating site per se. We have people that you can search and meet, but the whole foundation of that site came from my chaplaincy work. And the concept, really, Joyce, is the table. You know, when we were growing up, our families, we sat around the table, we created a community, we broke bread with each other, and that's the mingle concept. Many times a day, people meet people, they go out, and a day or two later, they're hurt because they did not establish a true foundation. And so that site right now, over a period of several months, has reached its capacity with these hosting services. So now we are migrating to a dedicated server, and we have our own mail server. I mean, a lot of things are going on behind the scenes, but we're not complaining, Joyce, because not many sites have grown that way pre-launch. I mean, we're still in the pre-launch stage, been here for several months, and we keep hitting these limits. So now we believe we've come up with a viable solution, and I should be breaking that news real soon about us.
As long as we have the breaking news, Oscar, we're ready for you when you're ready.
But, yeah, let's go back to that table. That table of friendship is common unity. We call it community. And that is also a very important aspect of friendship that we're going to continue talking about.
Okay. I just want to say something else while you're talking about websites. I only just learned about the website called News, N-E-W-Z, like in zebra, post.com. I only found out about that website right before showtime, and I went into it, and I have to say, folks, that is the most extraordinary news site I have ever seen. It is the beauty just in looking at it, the clarity, the way it's easy to find anything. It is beyond extraordinary. So literally finding out about it just before showtime and checking it out, I have to say I was extremely impressed. On a scale of 1 to 100, I gave it 101. And it's your website, Chap Oscar. Why don't you tell the folks about it? Because it truly is a treat.
Well, one of the challenges, and I know I'll resonate with first-time authors, I went out with my first book, and Joyce, by the way, you're in that book, He Came Incognito. Of course, I had other writings, but He Came Incognito, I live around a lot of different publishing houses, living here in Nashville, Tennessee. This is kind of like the Bible Belt for publishing and communication. And the question you get asked, and I know our listeners resonate with this, you know, you're a first-time author, we can't do anything for you, or we have to strip down everything you've done and start over again, and they kind of put training wheels on you. So I, over a period of 2-3 years, said, hey, maybe I can create a situation where I won't be overly dependent on a publishing company's blessings. And one of those ways to get around that is to become a publisher of your own newspaper. And so I've tried that on many levels. And news posts is the growth of bringing all of those ideas from 5-6 years ago present. And news posts is just incredible. We get feeds from around the world. It is an exciting site. I have people helping me put that site together literally from around the world. Google right now, and it's provable, we're getting over 3,000 daily page views. We have over 40,000 videos in our library. So it's not something that happened overnight. I really didn't share it with anyone until I actually got it out of the prototype and actually got the site up and running. And so you've seen quite a few revisions. You've seen a lot of my lifeblood on those pages. And the other aspect
of that, when did it get up and running? Because I just found out about it.
Well, it was up and running in a kind of an exploratory state up until about the second week of November. And at that point, I was at over 1,800 daily page views, and I got with my coders and developers, and we came up with some tweaks. And so right now, it's just been up about 2 weeks now, and we're still getting some bugs out with the videos, and we're working with the advertising community now. So, of course.
Oscar, it is one of the best sites I've seen. It is awesome, and I'm into sites every day.
Thank you, Joyce.
I don't know why it took 2 weeks for me to find out about it. You're going to have to put me higher up on your priority list.
Well, Joyce, listen, I'm tearing up. Coming from you, that is the highest honor. And that's really what friendships are about, Joyce. I care about you, and I love the fact that you care about my lifeblood. This has been something that has been very close and personal to me. That site will also be the platform that Music City Mingle will launch from. And if you'll look, Joyce, if you go and look at the top of that site, you will actually see Joyce Barry and friends. You're the only one listed on the top of that site. I don't know what you've seen.
I missed that one. I did it fast because I only found out about it literally right before showtime.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen that, but yeah, I will.
Yeah, so, you know, you are significant. You're also listed on the header for Music City Mingles, and that links right back to our interview that we talked about dating. So, you know,
wow.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that I don't share, but being my best friend, Joyce, I'm always thinking about how we can embellish our focus on the goals that you have and how I could come alongside and be a blessing to you. You've always done that with me. And so me and my wife, we honor you as our dear friend. And we kind of knew you'd get excited once you see it.
I'm very excited, and I'm in the site now. I don't see my name, but I am in the site now.
Yes.
So
yes, if you click the welcome button, you'll go down to Joyce Barry and Friends.
All right, I'm clicking welcome. That's the very first button on the left.
Right.
Okay, let me see.
And if you scroll down, you'll see Joyce Barry and Friends.
I don't see it yet, but I'm
scrolling
down.
I'm not over there.
No, that's okay. I can scroll. I am in the site. I did click on welcome. I don't know why. Breaking news. I see all the news. Okay, after the show is over, you can check it out because I don't see it. One thing, and then immediately fire the person who didn't put it up.
Okay, if you now, Joyce, if you go to Music City Mingle, which you do see on the welcome page.
Okay, one second. Let me go back.
Music City Mingle.
I'm in welcome. I see everything on the top. The first thing is breaking news. Nothing about Music City Mingle. I'm on the left. I'm on the right. I'm in the middle. So why don't we not take up the time now? We'll talk about it after, and we'll talk a lot more about the site, because indeed, without my name, I gave it 101. But when I see my name, it'll definitely get to 201.
Yeah, you're definitely in there. Music City Mingle, you're certainly listed right there.
I do believe you, but for whatever reason, it's not coming through now. But I'll tell you what is coming through, folks, and that is in the voice of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is why you should listen to our show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarryandfriends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, if you click on follow, you'll become one of our followers, which means you will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our shows, which includes the exclusive we have with world-renowned psychic Peter Marks, who's on every month giving free on-air mini readings. You'll get the breaking news about Music City Mingle, a brand new dating site, and News, newzpost.com. I like that a lot. News, Z, spelled with a Z, newzpost.com. I like things that are out of the box. And if anyone is so far out of the box, they can't even find a box to hold them. That's our friend Chap Oscar.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. And I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about respect and forgiveness. We also talked about candor, constancy. There's a lot involved, Joyce, that we've touched on in different ways, but boundaries, you know, setting boundaries, establishing a firm set of boundaries in the beginning with friends, and then selectivity is very important. You know, many of us have companions, but to become a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and you find that in Proverbs 18:4, to become that type of friend with a person is very special, and it's not easy, but there's a selectivity requirement there, because many times when you speak with people, if that is not done properly, there's a lot of hurt and there's a lot of pain and suffering when you choose to bypass selectivity and start making everybody your dear friend, because it just don't work that way. You know, quality trumps quantity when it comes to a true friendship.
Absolutely. And Oscar, you're absolutely right that forgiveness is a major part of being a good friend, to forgive and move on. And in that regard, let me share the poem that I wrote. It's personal, and I know you liked it enough to put it in one of your books. So here it is, my poem on forgiveness. Forgiveness, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. How do I forgive? How do I let go? You hurt me so bad, and you know this is so. How could you, I ask? I am reminded every day. The pain is so intense, it just won't go away. You really were cruel. What you did was obscene. You left me devastated. How could you be so mean? When truth be told, I knew that the healing key was to forgive you, not for your sake, but for me. And so I forgive you, but I may never forget what you did to me that you don't even regret. Without this healing, which is so dramatic, forever my life would be totally traumatic. And so I forgive you, though what you did was a sin. I am forgiving you, so the healing can begin. Oscar, I know that you like that so much you put it in one of your books. Why don't you tell the folks the book that it's in and how they could purchase it?
Yes, that book is called He Came Incognito. It's available on Amazon.com. He Came Incognito by Oscar Smith. That's one of 10, 12 books right now that I have on Amazon. Very proud of that book. The publisher made sure we left that poem in there, Joyce, and also a little biographical sketch of who you are and what you mean to the author. So that book is available on Amazon.
And folks, for those of you who want to check out the book, that you want to check out the websites that we told you about, one of them being musiccitymingle.com, newsnewzpost.com, then I ask you, when are you going to do that? When are you going to look into these things? And if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure There is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Kudos to you, Oscar, for living in the now, because all that you've accomplished, so many books, so many articles, that you have to be living in the now to get it all done. What do you want to tell our listeners how to get off their butts, B-U-T-S and B-U-T-T-S, to have things happen now?
Well, in my humble opinion, we have got to say no to the negative people in our lives and to negativity. Most of the people that will limit you are people who look at a glass of water all the time as half empty instead of half full. And they don't know what positive thinking is. They don't know how much of a heaviness it is to maintain friendships with people that are always negative. So you got to be around people that set reasonable goals, and that's why Ted Seeuver, Joyce Barry, Beverly Nadler, and all the other people who are moving forward, there are other friends that are involved, even young people that I'm involved with, they're going places. So I love to be around people that have they're dreaming big dreams, they set reasonable goals, and more importantly, Joyce, surrounding myself and surrounding oneself with people who have the ability of turning problems into challenges and victories.
And if you can take your problems and turn them into challenges and then solutions, that's really a wonderful way of moving forward and having things happen. I just want to take a moment, since I place humor on a very high scale. I know the people that are my friends, long-term close friends, are very funny and we laugh a lot together. I consider that a major ingredient, joy and happiness and peace. So here's a few of some funny friendship quotes. Linda Grayson says, there is nothing better than a friend unless it is a friend with chocolate. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, it is one of the blessings of old friends that you can afford to be stupid with them. Greg Tamblyn said, friends are people who know you really well and like you anyway. Marlene Dietrich said, it's the friends you can call up at 4 a.m. that matter. Oprah Winfrey says, lots of people want to ride with you in the limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down. Otto von Bismarck says, love is blind, friendship tries not to notice. And Bernard Meltzer says, a true friend is someone who thinks that you are a good egg, even though he knows that you are slightly cracked.
That's great.
Yeah, I thought that was great, too. So I do consider laughter one of the most healing ingredients in life, and also friendship. If I feel a little down, who are you going to call? The positive person and the one who makes you laugh. And it's very important to have people like that in your life. Oscar Smith, you are one of those people in my life.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. And one of the outstanding attributes of our friendship is that you are a critical thinker. I have never heard you be critical as a person. And I don't ever see you struggling to put down people. You're an uplifter, and that's why your mentorship program is so incredible, Joyce, because you are a seasoned critical thinker.
Thank you for that, Oscar. Clearly, we have a mutual admiration society because like-minded people, positive people, people of faith, people that care, people that show random acts of kindness, of course we want to seek each other out because there's so much around us that's not so positive, that's not so upbeat, that's not so good. Oscar, anything else you want to share along the lines of friendship and the importance of having the right people around you?
Well, as a guide, I would say the greatest friend that I've had and I honor has been God. That's about the easiest way that I could say it. And you find that in James chapter 4, verse 8. And then, Joyce, the wisdom of how to pick friends. And you'll find that in all the Proverbs. And then how to treat your friends. And while we're on friends, Joyce, the important relationship that I have outside of my relationship with God is my wife, Marcia, who I love and who really is my best friend. So I want to kind of send her kudos today as well and acknowledge she never wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. She's always filled with possibility and purpose and promise. So I salute my significant love and my friendship, and that's my wife, Marcia.
And I want to say I've spoken to her a few times, and she indeed sounds like a loving, caring person. How long are you married?
We've been married. We'll be celebrating 10 years of marriage pretty soon in another month or so.
Wow, that's definitely a landmark occasion, 10 years of marriage. I don't know if it's more of a landmark 10 years of marriage to you, Oscar, but it's certainly a landmark. I have a saying that behind every powerful man is a woman telling him he's wrong. And indeed, she's a powerful woman in her own right.
Oh, yeah. She's loyal. She's straightforward. She's everything that I wanted in a wife. She's always enthusiastic, and she's dependable. She's respectful. She respects you. She respects others. And she's, for the most part, Joyce, selfless. And I love that about her. She's always supportive, and she's non-judgmental. And that those are all key qualities of a friendship. And listen, I fall short sometimes. I'm not always inspiring. I'm sure if you flip this coin around to people that know me, maybe my listening skills need to improve. Maybe there's that. I mean, but that's the beauty of a friendship, Joyce. We're always growing. We're always knowing. But at the end of the day, we're steadfast. We're dependable. A true friend, I remember my dad telling me years ago, he said, son, if you can live your life the kind of way where you can count five people, and he used his hand and showed me five. If you can count your life successful, and he at that point was aging, he said, if you can live a life and you can count five good friends, you lived a great life. And that always stuck with me. And so I have a lot of acquaintances, but really, Joyce, you're one of those five chosen significant friendships in my life.
And I thank you for that, Oscar, and I feel very blessed that I could say the same holds true about you. Folks, today's show is all about the importance of friendship, weeding out those that are really true friends, good friends, loyal friends. When are you going to really focus on having the right kind of people around you, the people that care about you, support you, and matter? Hopefully it's not someday, because as you'll hear in this poem, Sunday doesn't exist. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that Someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for Someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Oscar, I'm very excited about your upcoming dating site, the launch of that, because given where you come from about people and caring and all of the above, I know it's going to be a very special site.
Well, it's special for several reasons, Joyce. One of the things that we are drilling deep down with is trust, smart trust, and being transparent and not looking at it as with relationships, looking at everything as dating and I got to go out and I got to do. Many times it's very important that we nurture a foundation of friendship, and that's the whole basis with Mingle. Getting around with our community, what's this person like outside of their comfort zone? What are they doing for family and friends? Are they involved in any kind of ministry or church? What's their volunteerism in the community? And so, Joyce, we do constant writing and blogs and encouragement, so it's much bigger than a dating site can ever be. You know, Joyce, many years I gave my life to life safety in a home, fire safety in a home, if you'll remember. So I celebrate a world outside of just going and, you know, just mating and dating and going to bars and doing all kinds of things. I mean, getting involved with a person, you're getting involved with that person's history as well.
Absolutely. Their history, their baggage, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, all of the above. This is a quote from Andy Rooney, who was formerly of 60 Minutes. I've learned that I can always pray for someone when I don't have the strength to help him in some other way. Now, Oscar, I know you're very much a man of faith and a man of prayer, and that really touched me. Because there's always a way to reach out to someone and to support someone. And I like that he said that you can always pray for someone when you don't have the strength to help him in another way. Anything you want to share about that?
Well, not to get too far away from my DNA, there is a book called Ecclesiastics in the Bible, and I'm top of my head right now. I can't quote it, but Ecclesiastics 4, verses 9 through 12, two are better than one, Joyce, and because they have a good reward for their toil, for if they fail, one will lift up his fellow man, but woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. And Joyce, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And so Andy Rooney has it right. It's important that we have many a companions, and many a companions with selectivity will ultimately result in some friends out of that. But you know, I'm a friend to the world, but my dear friends, my close friends, I mean, I treasure them. But I try to be a companion and be amenable to all people, Joyce.
I would say you go way beyond trying to. You are, you do. All of the above exists in who you are. Oscar, I love. Speaking of prayers, I love your prayers in the moment, and it's always right apropos to any show. So why don't you say what you want to say to sum up the lesson on friendship and then conclude with a prayer as regards to that.
Joyce, friends can have an extremely positive impact. You, your sister, all the different Joyce Barry and friends that I've been associated with over the years, you guys have had a positive impact on my life. I appreciate you. You boosted my morale, my confidence, and I just want to say thank you. And as I look now to say a short prayer, I look at the strength that we find in John 15, and that's verses 12 through 14. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one had than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends. You do what I command you. And those are from the Wayshower. We call his name Jesus. And we just want to say a prayer today, Joyce, that would release all of us from all the bondages and all of the challenges of our past and look to a future we could start building quality relationships and friendship and come away from unforgiveness, anger, hatred, bitterness of our past. That is nothing but poison. So we just go to our way shaper, and we go to God and ask him to renew our minds and open our hearts to new friends. Pray this in the name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. And my special prayer for all of you folks is make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. God bless you, Oscar Smith. Once again, another great show that really touches my heart, and I know the hearts of many of our listeners. Folks, we want you to laugh with us. We want you to sing along with us. We want you to dance along with us, and you can do that right now as we close out the show with the Joyce Barry Mass.
listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.